I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with Tina Harris with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center, and the city is hosting their 21st Annual Arts Awards this weekend. It's happening Saturday night at the Peter White Public Library at the Marquette Arts and Culture Center, and we talked with Tina to find out more about what's happening. Here's Tina Harris.
May 20th, we have our 21st Annual Art Awards. 21 years of giving awards to individuals in our community that have really made a difference in Marquette in regards to the arts, elevated the arts. And I think this is one of the most important programs the city actually does annually. Really important to recognize those community members. And the people that are being awarded aren't necessarily, they don't necessarily have to live in Marquette, but they have had to really contribute to the city of Marquette. And this year we have a wonderful lineup of people that we hope you come down to celebrate.
What are some of the categories that are being recognized?
There's quite a few. We have arts activists, you know, someone that really has pushed to support the arts and do a lot of things in the arts and make sure the arts are front and center. We have arts business honor roll. Any business within the community that has integrated arts into their business plan or been a supporter of the arts. Arts educator, arts volunteer. We have community arts impact, which is given to an organization that really has made an impact with the arts. Performing artists, visual artists, special recognition to an individual that's done, made a large impact on the arts. Writer, and then a youth award that could go to any discipline, but a youth under the age of 18.
And this is all happening when and where?
So May 20th at the Arts and Culture Center, located in the lower level of the library. It's in conjunction with the Lake Superior Art Association annual member show, so it's really a large event. This is the first year we'll have had it on a Saturday. So it's not on a weekday, it's on a Saturday. It begins promptly at 6. There is a reception for the exhibits that are downstairs, for the artists. It's we're trying to make it much more of a special event. So we encourage people to dress up and wear black and white, but that doesn't mean tuxedo. That could be black jeans and a white shirt. But everyone's encouraged to dress up, wear black and white. There's going to be a living sculpture there with Tamama Dance Company, light fare provided by Border Grill. And at 7 o'clock promptly, the awards ceremony begins. It's a very special ceremony. We'll have opening remarks by the mayor, City of Marquette mayor, and then you'll have a chance to hear all of the people that are being recognized. They get to speak, and it's really wonderful to hear their speeches. And
a lot of times the people, the people that win these awards in particular are very humbled by it, because it's not taken lightly. It's not given lightly either. These awards.
No, I have to say, you know, when we called people to let them know that they had won, elation, surprise, a little embarrassment. Why me? Why was I chosen? You know, did not expect it. Didn't even see it coming. And really taking it very, very seriously.
It certainly is it's a nice night out, to say the least. It's tied in with the other event going on with the gallery and all of this, then the awards in the community room, then at the library.
Yeah, everyone's welcome. It's a free event. You know, it's an opportunity, if you've never been to the Arts and Culture Center, to come on down and see art, meet lots of different artists in the community. I think it would be great for families that are interested to come down. We'll try to get as many people as we can in the community room for the awards presentation, which is also very entertaining, not only the acceptance speeches, but also some of the winners are performing. And this year we do have performances from Upper Peninsula Shakespeare Festival, which won for Community Arts Impact. Who knows what they're going to do with their 5 minutes? And we also have performing artist winner Jeff Spencer, who's been around a long time, and
Jeff.
He has agreed to perform, and that will be really wonderful. But I wanted to mention some of the other winners now.
Okay, got a couple minutes real quick.
We have for arts activists Janine and Richard Rustall. They're very involved in the Marquette Poets Circle for arts activists. Arts Business Honor Roll goes to Second Skin Shop downtown, has done a lot with Blueberry Fest, Dance Festival, and the Nutcracker. Arts educator is Wayne Hanmer. He was teaching music in Gwynn and very involved in the Marquette Men's Choral Society. Arts volunteer Chip Truskin. Wherever there's art, you're going to see Chip around town. Community Arts Impact, Upper Peninsula Shakespeare Festival, performing artist Jeff Spencer, special recognition Tom Laikkanen. That's a real special one in the independent jury. When they were looking at Tom Laikkanen, they said, you know what, even though that's outside the city of Marquette, he has made a big impact on the arts in Marquette, which I thought was really wonderful, and they were thrilled. Tom was thrilled to win this award. Visual artist Gordon Gearhart, local blacksmith. Writer Gretchen Preston, and Youth Award goes to Taylor Koski.
Well, really deserving. It is the 21st Annual Arts Awards. They're happening, City of Marquette presenting those at the Arts and Culture Center in the bottom of the Peter White Public Library, and the awards ceremony in the community room. That is on May 20th. What time does it all get started?
6 o'clock is the reception and 7 o'clock is the awards ceremony.
That's the comments of Tina Harris with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.